Hi, everybody. This is Robert with P5 Radio, our continuing exploration of topics we think might be of interest to our listeners. And this week's guest is Dr. Steffi Althaus. She's back again. And Dr. Althaus is the CEO of Top Notch CEO, which is a company that specializes in geeks. And today's topic fits very nicely in that. And today's topic is overcoming the geek's dilemma. So I am fascinated. What is the geek's dilemma?
Well, Robert, thank you for having me on again. Well, the geek's dilemma, let me paint you the picture. It's you go to some kind of geek school. So let's say I have a PhD in chemistry. So I went to undergrad and graduate school in chemistry, got my PhD. And so I'm a chemistry geek. Now, another person may go to law school and they get the law degree. And what happens is, and so forth and so forth. So, for example, today I was talking to a plant pathologist. And so he's a plant pathologist geek. He, you know, in all of these cases, we go to some kind of quote unquote geek school and we get very deep knowledge in that particular field. What is, however, making this into a geek's dilemma is the fact that most commonly geeks do not get any training in leadership and any training in business along the way. So even if the school was offering that, which most schools aren't, but even if it does offer it, it often is difficult to find the time to even take those courses then, because I can remember, you know, being very, very busy, you know, doing research and taking classes and taking tests and all of these things in just chemistry alone and physics and math. So that's the geek's dilemma. As you then go into the career, as you then might even start your own business, you're lacking those things. And that's the geek's dilemma.
What does one do about it? I mean, I think the dilemma is clear and obvious. I mean, if you're not going to just sit there at a bench and working away as part of a giant research project, then you need something more. What's the something more look like?
Well, we offer leadership training and business coaching for geeks specifically. And it's designed by geeks, you know, because I am one and the whole company is formed around that. So one of the flagship programs that we offer is called the Top Notch CEO Coaching Circle. And it's not just for CEOs, but it's, you know, CEO also means commitment, excellence, and ownership. So whatever you're working on, you're taking ownership of it. And if you're not taking ownership of it, well, then why are you doing it? That's my philosophy anyway. Mm-hmm. And we also offer one-on-one business coaching and training, but we can cover that a bit later. So let's focus on the coaching circle for the moment. So it's for geeks, by geeks. That's really important because we speak geek. And if you don't, then it's not going to be as effective because you're not going to connect to the geeks as well. And so the way that the coaching circle works is we take 4 to 6 handpicked people who are not competing with each other, who are going to get along with each other. And we give them the material that we train them in up front. And we give that material to them in a way that's quick to digest. So maybe 20 minutes or so per week. And we're talking about a 3-month program. And they get access to a membership site that provides all of these materials right then and there. Plus they get a book in the mail. It's actually a quick to read book called The 101 Quick Tips for High Talent Companies. And then we have another version, which is for employee owners called The 101 Quick Tips for ESOP Leaders. ESOP means Employee Stock Ownership Plan. So then what happens is we get together over video conference and for 90 minutes a week, and we discuss the application of the material in their respective world. So their respective business, their respective career, their respective life, and includes some exercises and goes beyond the material that they've been given upfront. So all of this hands-on digestion in that very small circle leads to amazing breakthroughs. And then the thoughts and ideas that come up in that time, during that time, they're captured in the worksheet in bullet form. So we're working with a system, which I'll tell you a little bit more about in a moment, but it's called the Transforming Talent the Wealth System. And this system has 8 components, and we have, you know, we give them 101 quick tips that are mapped into these 8 components of that system. So the bottom line is we systematically go through these 8 components of the Transforming Talent in the Wealth System.
I just have to tell my listeners, our listeners, that somebody in our company went through that program. I haven't had a chance to go through it yet, but it was truly transformational for her, and it's truly impacted the way we think about the business and the way that we go forward. So I've been made an honorary geek, but I can testify if that's appropriate. I really want you to know that the program works. So, but sorry for the interruption. But so the Transforming Talent into Wealth. Tell me what that is.
Yeah. So first of all, thank you for the kudos. In fact, somebody I work with and who also works with your company felt the transformation that the person in your company went through, and then got very interested in what we're doing. So that's really quite interesting. Yeah. So, okay, the 8 components of the Transforming Talent into Wealth System are, it starts with mindset mastery. Because everything, you know, every result that you're getting, it all starts with mindset. And a lot of breakthroughs are happening right then and there in that first component. Then we go into vision, mission, and personal purpose. And, you know, I remember when I was, you know, a geek prior to having business training, I was often really confused. What even is a vision statement? What is a mission statement? And are these just some words on a piece of paper that are kind of useless? But no, they're like they create a lot of clarity around what you see as being possible and what even is the purpose of all this work that you're doing here. Why are you doing that? And it becomes a compass, like a compass needle, right? That shows you the direction of where you're going. So very important. So from there, we go into smarter goals and practical business planning. And that's really around very powerful goal setting and very powerful business planning on a page, a 2, or maybe 3, not like a 30 or 40 page business plan that you slave over for 6 months. And you stop working on all these other things you're working on, and then you go hunt for funding with it. No, that's it's an instrument for clarity, crystal clear clarity about what you want to achieve, how you want to achieve, what the strategies are, what the action plan is, and you can really run your team with it. You can run your project with it. You can run your company with it. So from there, we then go into working in your top talent and your top, you know, your rich niche. And very important, again, to get very clear about this and very focused. Then from there, we go more in, now that you see how this is building, right, Robert?
Yep.
So from there, we go now into team building with talent positioning and systems and rules. Now, when geeks hear rules, what goes through my head, my geek head, is, well, rules, you know, you got to break the rules, you know, sometimes at least, and et cetera. Do we really like rules? But what we're talking about here are rules that work in high talent, highly creative teams. And it's not to restrict you, but it's to create a harmonious, productive environment in which you can thrive and everyone can thrive. So then from there, we go into synergy and raising profits and impact even further. And then we go into profitable work-life strategy, because by now we have so many things under our belt that we start to understand that the things that create more profit can also create more work-life balance. And in fact, the work-life balance concept, we bring that to a whole nother level. And then the eighth component is legacy and succession planning. So I submit that if it was worth building, then is it worth to make sure that it can keep on existing and keep on growing sustainably? And so there's a lot of breakthroughs for people all throughout these eight components. And this is the transforming talent into wealth system, which is part of our business leadership training and business coaching for geeks by geeks.
It seems that I'm sure it's in the unsaid, but one of the things you kind of touched on in the beginning was that your geeks that go through this program start to learn essentially another language, the language of business, the language of leadership, the language of getting results from other people. So I think that it's almost like a language school.
We call it Top-Notch CEO Academy. Again, it's not just for CEOs per se. I mean, CEOs go to it as well, but it is for geeks, professionals, professional geeks. How's that?
Yeah. Okay. So when they graduate, what can they do next to continue to accelerate their business, their lives, their career? You have a continuation program for this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So now you have learned a very systematic, easily absorbable new language, as you just put it very powerfully. Mm-hmm. And now then you have the opportunity to become. You have several options. You can either go into what we call the accelerator circle. And we have those for, professionals and leaders, geeks, who are working with small teams, or we have those for people who are, geeks who are responsible for a lot of people. So the accelerator circle is executive coaching, continued coaching. And it's not as curriculum driven, but it's driven by what do the members need now to accelerate whatever that is important to them. And they come out of the Top-Notch CEO coaching circle with a great deal of clarity on what are the top three things that they want to really drive forward. And they've also really identified where can they have the biggest transformation and improvement in what they're doing. What are the areas that they really have found out they need to work on the most and want to work on the most? The other option is to get one-on-one business coaching. And we also have specific workshops for geeks and for women in STEM. And you can check on our website under Top-Notch CEO Academy. It's topnotchceo.com. And then you click on the services and you look under the Academy button, and you'll see a number of workshops that are 1 to 3 day workshops, and some of them can also be delivered as a video conferencing type in that format that have to do with, for example, communication or assertiveness for women in STEM, and break the code, etiquette, business etiquette for geeks, et cetera, et cetera.
You used one of my favorite words a few minutes ago when you described the process as transformation. Can you just share your definition of transformation and compare it and contrast it to, let's say, improvement or progress, which is kind of how these things are normally cast? You used transformation instead. What's the difference?
Well, great question. So improvement, successive improvement is very valuable, of course. You're improving by taking another little step every day, and that's very important. And frankly, a lot of times, the big overnight success that people go like, ooh and ah, it is a series of baby steps. However, transformation is something much bigger than that. Transformation is where you all of a sudden see things that you didn't see before. For example, transformation is when you realize that you're working on something that's not your mission, but someone else's mission, and you find a way to make it your mission, you recast it, and all of a sudden you're really engaged and you become productive and you take off. Like, people go look at you and go like, God, what happened to this person?
Mm-hmm.
Or transformation is when someone realizes that they have all kinds of yucky thoughts about money rumbling around in their head that's keeping them from making money, even though they say they want it and need it. Transformation is when someone realizes that they have been working only part of the time in the flow of their top talent and they make the correction. So it's basically you have an insight, a breakthrough, a distinction that leads to instant, massive change in the positive direction.
I think that's truly the power of your program. You know, so we're learning a new language. We're going to make the continuous steps towards improvement, but we're always searching for the possibility of a breakthrough transformation. And I think that's pretty powerful stuff.
But before we go on, I just want to put this in,
yeah.
and trust me, it's not to boast, but just to just genuinely tell this to our audience that every single person thus far, every single person who has gone through this program and has worked it has had breakthroughs of the type I'm talking about. Every single person.
That's almost, yeah. I mean, that's about as strong a statement as you could make. And I'm glad that you made it, because it's hard to imagine what a true transformation can offer people. So you don't promise it, but you've had pretty good results so far.
Well, I mean, if the only way that people don't get it is if they don't show up and they don't do it. That's the only way thus far, that's my observation, quite honestly. The only way is if you opt out of, you know, not you don't show up, you don't work it.
You got to be present to win, as they say.
Yeah.
So I think you touched on this maybe a little bit earlier, but some geeks don't like working in groups. What would you suggest for my loner geeks?
Yes. So we have a number of loner geeks who I just absolutely, you know, love and adore. And we do one-on-one business coaching with them. And of course, that is a little bit more of an investment, but it's totally worth it. And it's, of course, even more personalized. And the coach can look at the person's situation, the geek situation, with fresh eyes. That in itself is priceless. You know, there may be opportunities hanging around in your blind spot, which, by the way, everyone has, no matter how good they are. They could be the top expert in whatever, and there's still, there are blind spots. It's just physics. So the fresh eyes bring forth, you know, opportunities and also threats or challenges that maybe the person isn't completely aware of, or maybe even completely unaware of. And we then are able to bring forth the elements of the transforming talent wealth system that I just outlined into the conversation as they're needed. So whichever component is most needed for the client, when they're needed, then we'll bring them in. And of course, it's completely confidential. By the way, in the top-notch CEO coaching circle, we also have everyone sign that, you know, the conversation that takes place in the circle is confidential and cannot be ported to other people.
Super. Okay, well, we're kind of getting a little long in time, but I have one more question that I can think of. But if you'd like our audience to have just one concept to take home, what would it be?
Awesome question. Well, I'd say the take home is this. There's now a highly effective way to overcome the geek's dilemma with which we started off this conversation. And there's a formula, and that is simply this. Take a geek, add leadership and training and business coaching for geeks by geeks to it, and that equals success. So the for geeks by geeks part is really essential for this to work best. And what's important to understand is there's no need to stop anything that you're doing now, you know, to do this. You don't need to go and get a business degree. We have a system that makes that unnecessary. And you can grow faster than you ever thought possible. And if you're somebody who thinks about, you know, who manages geeks or maybe an HR person or, you know, a decision maker in a company, I just want to tell you this. Solving the geek's dilemma in your company makes you money. It doesn't cost you money. It makes you money. And what that means to you is geeks stay instead of leaving. And you avoid talent drain. And think of the cost of recruiting new top talent if you can, you know, even get them. And you know, if geeks leave by the droves instead of staying with your company, that creates an unstable company culture. And then what it also means to you is that geeks become very effective leaders. You give them the tools to actually do that rather than have them, you know, flop their way through it. And geeks get engaged productively in business decisions. And I don't know about you, but I've seen, you know, geeks really fight for the survival, for example, you know, of the pet project, instead of looking at the bigger picture and looking at it as a business decision. You can change that with this program. And if you're a geek running a company, you will finally figure out what creates the speed with which you progress, whatever speed that is now. You know, you may be going slowly or faster or really fast. But in any case, I'm willing to bet that we're going to find something where, you know, we can undo a break that slows you down in some area. And it may be an area that you're not even aware of.
Perfect. Well, I think I'd like to have you come back and talk about the CEO geek. You know, what challenges that geeks who are CEOs face, and help get a better ROI from their investment than they're getting now. I mean, I know you do that for your clients, and I think we should talk about how that works from a CEO perspective. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And in that conversation, I think we can talk about, you know, the CEO getting coaching themselves, you know, a geek CEO. And then we can also talk about CEOs making the decision to actually foster the growth of the geeks in their company. It's because those are both really critical issues.
Great. You know, I really encourage everyone to visit Dr. Steffi's website. There's a treasure trove of articles and content and education where you can bring yourself up to speed on this topic and others. And that web address is www.topnotchceo.com. So TOPNOTCHCEO.com. My guest this week has been Dr. Steffi, who is the CEO of Top Notch CEO. And I'd like to thank her. Thank you, Dr. Steffi.
Thank you.
And invite her back. We've got another interview and podcast scheduled. So I look forward to bringing that to you in a week or so. Take care.
Thank you. Awesome.